Despite today's weather forecast, the approach of autumn is evident, particularly now that the National Football League season is underway. The New England Patriots kick off their season in Arizona against the Cardinals this weekend, but the Patriots' best-known player won't be there. Quarterback Tom Brady has started serving his suspension over the so-called Deflategate controversy. Joining us to preview the Patriots' season is ESPN reporter Mike Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, Deborah. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. So no Tom Brady for the first four games. Instead, the Patriots will be led by backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. How serious of a loss is it for the Pats to be without Brady?
Oh, significant. And any player that would come in behind him, Deborah, is going to be a significant downgrade. Now, they feel confident that Jimmy Garoppolo can be competitive and give them a chance to win games. But with Tom Brady, we're talking about a future Pro Football Hall of Fame player. You just can't replace a player like that.
What have we seen from Garoppolo so far in practice or things like that? Give us a glimmer of hope here, Mike.
Sure. Jimmy Garoppolo has a lot of poise. This moment, this situation, hasn't seemed too big for him. Now the only question is, when the bright lights are shining, how does he respond?
Mm. Now, injuries, you've told us before, really determine how a team does. A few notable players, tight end Rob Gronkowski, wide receiver Danny Amendola, they stayed off the field during training camp. And running back Deion Lewis suffered a torn ACL last season. Overall, how healthy is the team?
Not as healthy as they would like to be for the first game of the season. Usually you'd like to have all your players at 100%. And of all the injuries, the one I would really focus on is what you mentioned, Deborah, Rob Gronkowski, because he's such an important part of what they do offensively. And what they want to do is try to make life easier for Jimmy Garoppolo, who's stepping into these large Tom Brady shoes. When you have Rob Gronkowski at 100%, that makes it easier for him. But he's dealing with a hamstring injury that has limited him in practice. And that's going to be something to watch for, because a less than 100% Rob Gronkowski is less than ideal for the Patriots.
Another notable player will be out for the first four games. Defensive end and captain Rob Ninkovich has been suspended for using a banned substance. How much of a difference is that going to make?
Well, they will miss his veteran leadership, his intelligence, but they actually signed a player from another team, Chris Long, the son of Pro Football Hall of Famer Howie Long, and he has looked very good in the preseason and in training camp. He's a 9-year veteran, and he sort of stepped into that spot, and the drop-off shouldn't be too significant.
Okay. Overall, how does defense look this season?
Very, very encouraging, Deborah. And when we talk about the way the Patriots want to play to try to help Jimmy Garoppolo, so it's not all on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. The defense is part of that, and they have looked good. I'll give you a couple of players to watch for. There are two linebackers, Dante Hightower, who was named the first-time captain in his fifth year with the team, and Jamie Collins are two of the better players at their position. And what we often see is they pressure the quarterback right up the middle, and they can get there really fast, and that's a big part of what they're doing defensively. And also, Malcolm Butler, the Super Bowl hero from a couple years ago, he looks like he's building on that interception that he made to become one of the better players at the position in the NFL.
Now, we haven't spoken in several months since last season, and your enthusiasm is bubbling over. Yes. I bet our listeners can hear it in your voice. So you're wildly optimistic about the team this season. Give us a little prediction.
Sure. So on the season, I think the first four games are going to be a challenge without Tom Brady. I still think they could win three out of the four games, and then Tom Brady's going to have to come back, and the idea that he can just sort of pick up where he left off, that's not realistic. He's going to need some time as well, so we could see some bumps along the way. But Deborah, from an overall team perspective, they have a lot of talented players, and with good health, they should be in the mix again to compete for a Super Bowl.
All right, we'll hold you to it.
Thanks, Deborah. Thanks for having me. I always enjoy it.